Hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode 7.
Welcome back.
Gap O'Clock.
Yay.
We had something really funny happen to us just now. Not even happen to us. It was just something weird that I did. Just before I hit record on the microphone, I was getting up my voice note app to hit record. To get the audio, you know?
Yeah.
And I accidentally opened up my CoStar, but it was like at the loading screen still, and I went, ah!
It was really beautiful, though. Like, you hit that note.
Ah! You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know what you mean.
That was so not cringe at all.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
However, you know what I want to talk about?
Yes.
So
no, actually, tell me.
So last night we were chit-chatting just as roommates. We weren't podcasters at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't put on our podcasting hats.
Right.
That's what we wear right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up late one night on TikTok,
mm-hmm.
as one does. And I saw the most interesting TikTok from a girl named Lex.
Whoa.
That's her username, L-E-X.
Okay.
Here's what it says. It's her dancing to Coffee by Chaperone. Need you for coffee, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is what it says. Do it. Meet them for coffee. Break no contact. So what if it leads you back to their place? Maybe you'll realize you're not in love with them anymore. Maybe you'll realize you never were. Maybe you'll realize you are still totally in love with them. So what if you are? So what if it wrecks you? It's still good for the plot. Do it. Mainly I wanted to focus on breaking no contact, because what if you realize you're not in love with them anymore?
Yeah.
Because that happened to me.
Yes. Do you want to speak on this?
As I punch my microphone, yes. So, over the summer, I had single girl summer. And it mm-hmm. was like right after my birthday, and Mercury was in retrograde. And there was a man who had been in my life for almost a decade.
Mm-hmm.
And the to sum it all up, he asked me out. I was a minor.
And how old was he?
He was also a minor.
Okay.
I was 14. He was 16.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's not the important part. The important part was he asked me out. And we lived 2,000 miles away from each other. And I told him no, because it would never work. Because we are children. And we are 2,000 miles away.
You were so big brained.
I think that was the beginning of me being a thought daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I cooked. While it broke my heart to do that, I knew it was the correct decision, because sometimes some decisions break your heart. And they're the right ones, but they hurt.
Yeah.
And that's a part of maturing, is
growth.
Just because it's going to feel good doesn't mean it's the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that very early in life.
Yes.
Which is crazy that I was like, this is going to hurt, but it's what has to be done. And I cooked really hard.
You're so thought daughter.
I'm so thought daughter coded, like, it's crazy. But then we had like a Snapchat streak for like, and we got to 1,000, which mm-hmm. is 3 years.
A casual 1,000 day snap streak.
Just cash.
Just, you know.
Just a casual thing.
Me and my boy. 1,000 days.
Yeah.
We're nothing.
Mm, yeah. So we were on Snapchat for a while. I broke a Snapchat streak with him because my ex at the time was like, I don't like that you talk to this guy.
Okay, insecure.
Yeah, I went, all right. Mind you, he had a similar friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
But, yeah.
But when I do it, it's wrong.
Uh-huh.
I digress. We're not going to get into that. And then I remember I accidentally butt dialed him, the guy on Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And he had sent a text to me being like, oh, like, I was like, oh my gosh, sorry, I didn't realize I called you. I didn't mean to. And he said, oh, like, I'm insert girl's name now. Like, I'm hers now. I remember being like, what? Huh? I was never, you were never mine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Anyway. So he unfollowed me on Snapchat, but I still had him on Discord. And I was having single girl summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what if I just broke no contact? I'm just so curious. What would happen?
After, like, almost a decade.
Almost a decade. Like, well, at least, like, 3 to 4 years of no contact.
Yeah.
Maybe more like 3. And I went, what would happen if I just said, hey, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
And I sent, hey, how are you? And he was like, And I was,
that's exactly what he said.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. I broke no contact, and I don't care about you anymore.
You broke no contact to be disappointed, but also...
And I needed to know that.
Yeah, you needed to be disappointed by him.
And I fully, at that point, and then after that, I just... I removed him. And now I have no idea what he's up to. Don't really... Because I think there's a value in breaking no contact to make that realization of, oh, wait, I don't care about you anymore. You mm-hmm. don't occupy my brain the way you used to.
Yeah.
Like, I used to think that, you know, like, I was like, maybe one day we'll find each other again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, hey, I was like, oh, no, actually, no. I like my life now, and I'm different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that 14-year-old girl you knew.
Did you ever meet him?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. At an aquarium.
I don't think I got that story.
You did not get that story. We did actually meet in person.
How? Where? When? I guess this is off pod.
Mm-hmm.
Off. You guys will never know.
That would require me to dox where this happened, so that's an off pod convo.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, that's crazy. But now we know you did meet somewhere.
I did meet a random person I met off of the internet.
An internet stranger.
Yeah. Internet male stranger.
Honestly, is not too far off from what's happening in today's day and age.
Right.
We all meet people on dating apps, and then we go out and meet these internet strangers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's my thought. So if you guys need, like, a sign... Now, if this person was an abuser, this is not a sign.
No.
This is not a sign for you, but...
This is a sign to protect your peace.
Yeah, but... And maybe you should reach out to that person you haven't talked to in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see. And if you're still in love with them, you can reflect as to why. And maybe be like, well, I don't want to be in love with them anymore. What can mm-hmm. I do? Or maybe you can be like, I feel nothing towards you. And I can thank you for your service and throw you away. Like mm-hmm. Marie Kondo, a person.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service. You've done all that you can for me. I'm now throwing you away.
I love that.
Yeah, Marie Kondo people in your life. Does this person bring you joy?
No.
Get rid of them.
Goodbye.
Thank you for your service. Bye. I think we just cracked a code.
I think you just cooked.
I think I cooked really hard. You should start Marie Kondoing your life.
You should write a cookbook.
Oh, I'll write a cookbook.
Times I cooked.
I'll have real recipes and then moments in my life.
Yeah, because you'd love recipes too.
I do. I have a little recipe book. And
it's one of my favorite things that you have is this recipe book.
My recipe book? Yeah. Why?
Because I just think it's so cute. Like, you have your little recipes and, like, the ones that you tried and the ones that you haven't tried yet. Yeah. And they're all organized in a different way. And
they
have ratings and, like, mm-hmm. you know. I don't know. I think it's really cute.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, because what my recipe book is it's... I have the vetting process. So if I haven't tried them yet, they're in the front cover because it's a binder. It's in that front little folder.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have it organized with, like random like breads and like salads, and then I have like actual like lunches, I have dinner food, and then I have desserts, and then I have dog snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of them get decorated with stickers because I love stickers. I have a blank recipe page that I created myself, and I copy it every time because I steal recipes off TikTok. And I make them, and if I like the TikTok, then I will sit there and watch the video and turn it into a physical recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the very top of all of my recipes that I stole from TikTok have the @ of whoever I stole them from.
I love that.
Because I still give them credit.
You gotta give them credit.
Yeah, and those recipes, when they become family heirlooms, will the Instagram still exist? Probably not, but the thought was there.
Mm-hmm. We know the originations.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think that's so cute.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I think you're so cute.
Oh my gosh. Oh my stop.
Do you think people will make ship edits of us?
I hope so.
Me too. Sorry, I took a sip in that moment.
And as you were taking a sip, I was putting in my... I was thinking, like, what would our ship name be?
I
was like, Sizzabella? Like, sizzle. But...
I just, maybe we'd be like, because Sam, I have ISA of Isabella, so there's mm-hmm. your name with an I in front of it. Izam.
Izam.
Izam. Or we could be we could do Bella and Sam, Bam. Or we could do... I was going to say Smella.
Smella.
Yeah. Because we have the S of S... But or we could be like sa s a
smella
smella like
it's like salmonella.
Maybe our ship name is Salmonella, but or Samabella, Simbella, Salmonella. Because I don't really go by Ella.
Yeah, I don't know. We're gonna have to workshop it. Can you guys let us know?
Yeah, what should our ship name be?
Please comment down below. I think Smella is really funny. I love Smella.
Me when I ship Smella. Hashtag Team Smella.
Team Smella.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing.
I think you're amazing.
I think you're amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I think?
What?
We should get into our co-stars.
Okay, co-star time.
First, I've chit-chatted like for all of this time.
All right.
Oh,
apparently it's still my birthday week. I forgot about that.
Oh, yippee.
Mine says, you affect other people just as much as they affect you.
Yeah, because you are a shining star in the darkness.
Exactly. Thank you.
You are but a beacon. A lighthouse, if you will.
Yes, I was going to make a lighthouse noise, but I don't think so.
I don't know what sounds they make other than a horn.
Yeah, so that's why I said I don't think
so. You are but a lighthouse among the winding veranda of stars.
Winding veranda of stars? Did you just make that up yourself?
Yeah.
I respect it.
I really like the word veranda.
That's a word for sure.
Because what is a veranda? It's like I've always imagined like it's a long balcony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm pretty sure it is.
Why call it a porch when you can call it a veranda? She finds you out on the veranda. She finds you out on the porch? No.
I'm pretty sure in Portuguese, like, the word for porch is veranda, but it's like veranda.
Veranda.
So.
Yeah.
When you said that, I was like, word.
What's your do's and don'ts?
So my do is dress up, crosswords, and reruns.
Okay.
Don't is scarcity mindset, freeze, and list regrets.
Mm. Okay, so we can't do that on that pod. On the pod,
no. Can't list my regrets.
No.
I have a year ahead report.
Can I be honest with you? Birthday. Sometimes what? I really want to pay for CoStar. It's $4. Money returns.
CoStar, sponsor us.
Hi, CoStar. If you'd like to sponsor us, every single episode we read our CoStar. So if you would like to sponsor us, do hit us up. Do we have a Gmail?
Not a public one.
DM us.
DM us.
DM me. You know Trent Miller, the house guy?
Yeah.
DM me.
DM us at Yap O'Clock Pod.
Yeah, or just like message us first so then we can open the DMs. Because we're so popular that we can't have open DMs.
No.
That's such, like, we'd just be like swarmed, really.
Mm-hmm. Also, anybody who is just listening to this on Spotify just heard like a really like weird sigh. We were both yawning at the same time.
It's 8:26. I'm eepy.
I've been trying not to yawn for the past like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I've been holding in my yawn. Yes, of course. Read yours.
Enjoy your time alone.
Whoa.
Do porch swings. Sunsets. Veranda. Veranda swings. Sunsets. Shower singing. Don't. Padlocks, guilt, old wounds.
Whoa!
And I just talked about releasing. Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
It doesn't serve you anymore.
Oh, I want to see if it says. Sometimes it'll say, "Oh, today we are highly compatible."
You and me?
Yeah. Wow. You and Sam are a team of shape-shifting tricksters, spinning endless yarns that lead to gloomy dead ends, pushing each other to reach secrets you aren't meant to know.
Because we always find out the tea.
Absolutely. I'm a tea sleuther.
Mm-hmm.
Sipper sleuther.
Yum, yum. Sip.
That was the sound of me drinking invisible tea. Now, mm-hmm. what is your
My paragraphs? Okay, so mine says, this is a time for romance, but you're feeling guarded.
Ooh.
You can't keep your heart walled off forever.
Why not?
The right people will understand and appreciate your boundaries. We've spoken about this, though, how I don't really guard my heart. I think now that I... Because life update. I downloaded a dating app again. I'm not going to name my dating app, even though I don't know. Because
they're going to make accounts to find you.
Exactly, yeah. Like, you can't DM us.
I've never heard of your podcast.
Yap O'Clock Pod, but whatever. Right. I downloaded a dating app again, and...
And all the people you talk to are so concerned about getting on the pod.
Yeah, really. There have been... Because I put a video of... Like, yeah. A video clip of us
this
talking.
This is a great PR.
Exactly.
What's that one audio? So cute. You think you're getting tickets to that show.
Yeah.
You're not getting...
You're not getting tickets to the show. But, yeah. So, I think... I don't know. Because we had the podcast episode where you were like, Sam, you just, like, give your heart to anybody. And then if they can't handle it, like, you take it right back. Like, there's a rubber bouncy ball. And everything. And now, like, getting back out there and, like, having the idea of, like, going out on dates, like, obviously it excites me to be like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, what if I find my person? Because I really want to find my person. Like, I think I was telling you this. I was telling somebody this. Like, I'm going to be loud about me wanting a boyfriend. Like,
yeah.
I'm, like, I don't want to sound desperate because I'm not desperate because... Yeah. I'm not going to take any man that just walks into my life. Like,
he's going to go through a vetting process.
Exactly. I have standards, and I'm not compromising on my standards. But, like, I'm going to be loud about wanting a boyfriend because I want to be loved.
Yeah.
And I want to love another person. And then be serious about it.
You know how many, quite frankly, bitches are wishy-washy these days?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
A lot of people don't follow through. And that's on them. Because they fumble. They fumble me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's terrible for them.
If I were an ancestor watching someone, my descendant fumble, you would be like, oh.
Like, not to sound full of myself, but I think I'm a pretty great human being.
You are. And no, I confirm. I think if we asked most of the people we know collectively,
yeah,
you would be getting 100% on the board.
To know the people that had a shot and then just completely fumbled me.
And for what?
I can say something so mean right now, but I'm not going to because I'm a nice person.
Use it.
No.
Better than me. I had a whole podcast episode about me screaming over somebody.
Somebody fumbled me so bad that they're now in a relationship where it looks like their partner does not want to be near them.
Which is, what do we call that? Hilarious.
So hilarious.
Deserving.
What a disappointment.
What?
So, anyway.
Oh, yes,
so that was my first paragraph. Mm-hmm. Second paragraph. This month, you have to focus on how to unclench your jaw when you overextend yourself. You're not a bad person for wanting to change. Break it up and reconfigure.
Hmm.
Okay.
Break it up and reconfigure.
Boop, boop, boop. Your main challenge right now is to simplify your everyday life so that it's easier to endure this period of insecurity and confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Most of life is out of your control, but you can choose joy. I like that. I feel like I very often do choose joy.
Yes.
I really focus on the positive things in life and the things that I can control, because another topic that I do want to discuss on the podcast, I don't know if we're going to have enough time on this podcast, I want to talk about attachment styles.
Mm. So my paragraph,
mm-hmm.
It says, today, nothing makes sense. You get too scared to speak up. You refuse to ask for help and get mad at other people for not reading your mind, which is something I do struggle with.
Yeah.
Become one with group activities and conversations. You already know when you need to take space, and that's a start. It can be hard to control verbal diarrhea when others try to limit you. You're not a bad person for needing social approval. Be adaptable. The general theme of your life during this period is to recognize your own potential. Self-esteem emerges when you ignore unwanted opinions.
Whoa.
Bars.
Bars? They cooked.
You know what? They cooked.
They be cooking.
I'll give it to them.
Do you have any inner deep thoughts? Anything in your life that would, like, pertain to that right now? Or, like, you're just like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I don't, you know what?
I don't know. You're just going to let them cook.
I do definitely, who doesn't want social approval? We mm-hmm. talked about this. Yeah. It's that herd mentality where it's like, if I don't get approval, they'll kick me out of the tribe and I'll be mm-hmm. on my own. But sometimes you don't, it's important to hear, but not to,
I'm sorry, I yawned. I like half yawned.
It's important to take opinions, feedback, but mm-hmm. to not take them to heart.
Yeah. Like, take them to heart a little bit, but also, like, don't let it affect you sometimes so much. Just be like, people do be haters. And you know what? I hate that. But I think it's important to take and receive feedback well and to be like, okay, well, they're not like, I mean, some people do, but if you're saying it in a more friendly, like, hey, this is I'm just noticing this about you. Yeah. You do this. If people say it in that context, I'm like, okay, cool. You care about me. You want me to improve and evolve and grow.
Right.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know. I definitely have a lot of self-doubt.
Mm-hmm.
You know this.
Yes.
Every step.
I'm and like, I try this? To get you to stop doubting yourself. I'm sorry, I cut you off. You were speaking.
No, it's fine. Like, I don't care. Like,
it's oh, fine. Like, literally, it's fine.
Like,
no.
Like, you're going to sit here and yawn.
Are you?
Not listen I'm so to what sorry. I'm saying and then cut me off.
It's like 8 p.m. I'm EP.
I'm also EP, though, to be fair.
We're just EP girls.
EP Nation, rise up. Yeah, I don't know. But you know what I'm not feeling eh about?
Huh?
Your thought of wanting to talk about attachment styles. Let's roll into it.
Okay.
I'm really good at these transitions.
Yeah, transitions. I feel like I should have pulled something up on my phone to read about it, but attachment. Now you're yawning, okay?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What? That's crazy.
Crazy? I was crazy once. I'm completely.
They put me completely crazy girl. Did you guys see our last episode where I spoke about Marty Miller? If not,
water, dingle, dingle.
Water, dingle, dingle. There's no dingle, dingle over here.
Yeah, my dingle, dingle melted.
My dingle, dingle melted.
Guys, my dingle, dingle melted.
Jeez. Life is so hard. My life sucks.
Y'all don't understand when me and my dingle, dingle melting. You and the polar dingle, dingles be melting.
Oh my God. I love that. Attachment styles. Yeah. So I feel like I should have pulled something up so I can define attachment styles because I also don't want to give the wrong information.
Why not?
Me when I spread misinformation on the internet.
Why? Do you want me to just yip yap what I think they are until you find what you're looking for?
Okay, go ahead.
So attachment styles. Off of the top of my head, there's anxious, avoidant, obsessive, right?
You just keep yapping.
And I think there's a fourth one, but I don't know what they are. Cause, oh, and then there's the one where it's like secure attachment. Mm-hmm. There's four of them.
Okay.
And
you're so right. There are actually four of them.
My mind. I think
that's... My brand.
Right? My brand. Look. Look with your special eyes. Yeah. So that's what I think they are.
Okay.
So did our Wi-Fi go out?
You know what? Yeah. It did for a second.
We've been having Wi-Fi problems.
I hate our Wi-Fi provider. I named a Pikmin after them. I hate blank.
We're not going to name them because that's just rude.
We're not going to name drop our Wi-Fi
because
provider.
Because what if they sponsor us one day?
Exactly.
We can't burn a bridge we don't even know is there yet.
100%.
Yeah. So what are the four ones?
The attachment styles are secure, anxious, avoidant, dismissive, and avoidant, fearful. Or it says secure, anxious, avoidant, and disorganized.
Interesting.
So,
and what are the key points about what's the first one you're looking at?
Okay. Which is weird the way they're like describing it. A secure attachment is warm and caring, trusting and forgiving, good boundaries, manages emotions well, responsive, honest, and open. Which I'm really proud of myself. I feel like I have definitely evolved into a way more secure attachment style.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely evolved because I used to be anxious attachment.
Yes.
Which is consisting of relationship insecurities, fear of abandonment, lack of boundaries, mood fluctuation, highly sensitive, and overly accommodating. Reading that, I'm just like, yeah. Overly
accommodating is a big one for you that you recently got over.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm really proud of myself that I've been doing the work to get rid of that, because I hated that I did it. Like, I recognized that I was doing all that stuff, and I'm just like, that's annoying for somebody that I'm seeing. And somebody that I'm seeing goes, no, you're not annoying. No, but over time, it wears you down mm-hmm. as a person. Thank goodness, I will say, I will never speak bad about this one person that I was seeing that, you know what, it didn't end well. I mean, it ended really well. It ended very well. I was sad that it ended, but it taught me so many things, and it taught me a different way to be more secure. Exactly. Like, that showed me how to be more secure in my attachment style, and yeah. for that, I'm forever grateful. So there is avoidant attachment style.
Which is the one I've recently recovered from.
Fear of closeness, distant and withdrawn, avoiding conflict, extreme independence, emotionally distant, unresponsive to partner, and logical.
For me, I think my top two were logical, highly independent.
Fear of closeness.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Avoid conflict?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Emotionally distant? Did you say that as one of yours?
I definitely hyper-independent. That's yeah. one of the ones I still struggle with, of letting my partner...
do things.
Get the door for me.
Exactly.
Carry my bag.
Because it's like, I can do it.
Yeah.
But it's just like, oh, you recognize that I can do it, but you like want to do that.
You want to help me, and that's I'm like what? Well, here's the thing, like, because I've been with people where it's like where my independence makes them feel emasculine.
Yeah,
emasculate. Under what's what I'm looking for?
Emasculated.
Yes, and it's annoying because it's like.
Like, I'm not coming after your masculinity. I'm not saying
you're less of a man because I got the door first. It's because I'm so used to being. Because, for example, in my family relationship, I have always said that, like, I am my mother's only youngest. Like, I'm her youngest son. I'm her mm-hmm. only son. Because I was the one who had to move stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. I would go and I would do the masculine tasks around the house. Because yeah. at one point, it was just me and her living together after mm-hmm. my sister went to college.
You became parents, the man of the house.
I became the man of the house. And it's taken time for me to unlearn that mm-hmm. I don't have to be the man of the house.
Exactly.
I can still do these things, but it's like letting someone else be the man of the house.
Because not only like I said that. Is it in their like DNA to want to do those things, it like helps them feel validated and yeah. useful. And it's just like when you think about it that way, it's like, oh, I do want my partner to feel validated and useful. Like, mm-hmm. maybe when I try to do things on my own, it kind of hurts their feelings a little bit.
Yeah.
They know I'm capable, but they want to do it for me. Yeah. Let me let them do that for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, for example, locking the car door before I can open it.
What?
Like, before I get to the car door, they lock it so I can't open the door.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's... happened to me a few times.
No way.
I think it's really funny.
Oh, that's cute.
And I'm like... Cause it's like,
you
want to
get the door? Oh, my God.
Like, it's so second nature for me to be like, I'm getting my... Like, I remember once I was on a date yeah. with a guy, and he went around to my side and said, what are you doing over here?
Yeah.
I was like, why are you following me? I was mm-hmm. like, oh, you're getting the door for me. Because my first boyfriend ever did none of that. Never got mm-hmm. the door for me. Never got the car door for me.
Yeah. The expectation was set very low.
Yeah. But now I'm around... people who are confident in their masculinity
mm-hmm.
and I'm like maybe I am just a girl, you know?
Oh my gosh. But I think it's funny, like, because I feel like I somewhat have the hyper independence as well. Like I at sure. some point did become also somewhat the man of the house
mm-hmm.
And sometimes there have been times where I'm out with somebody and I will get the passenger door for them and I'll be like, I'm a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And
there
then
should be a I think there's a pipeline of youngest daughter becoming the man of the house pipeline.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's us.
I think that should be studied.
Mm-hmm.
At least like youngest daughters who grow up in a broken, I'm doing air quotes, divorced household.
Yeah.
On that pipeline of becoming the youngest son or the man of the house.
Mm-hmm.
That seems very interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Maybe it's because at the end of the day, like, the older siblings leave,
mm-hmm.
which is you usually and your mom,
mm-hmm.
because mothers are more favored to become residential parents to get,
yeah.
like, not caregiver, but to be...
The guardian?
Yes, they get, like...
The custody?
Yes, like, mothers usually in court are favored. Mm-hmm. So, I feel like that's, at least... In our cases,
mm-hmm.
youngest daughters who live mainly with their mom
mm-hmm.
becoming the head of the household.
Yes.
The man of the house, because everyone else has left. Mm-hmm. And it's just you helping her out.
Exactly.
So I feel like that could be studied.
That could be studied.
If anyone else is the youngest daughter in that similar situation, let us know if you two feel like you are the man of the house.
Right. Did you have that, like, hyper-independence? Like, oh, I don't really need a man to do those things for me. I can mm-hmm. do it myself.
Every Saturday, I'd mow my lawn. I had a little push mower. Mm-hmm. I got built.
Muscles.
It was Dominic up in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, who is Dominic, Isabella?
So, Dominic, when my mom was pregnant with me, she was so convinced I was going to be a boy. Because my sister and I were so different in the womb mm-hmm. that she was like, this has to be a boy. There's no way. And my male name would have been Dominic. So sometimes I make jokes where that's Dominic coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was a younger teenager and I was short hair, super built. That was Dominic.
That's Dominic.
That was my Dominic era.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm in my Isabella era. But
yeah.
sometimes Dominic still comes out, especially when I'm mad at somebody.
Uh-huh.
That is a man's rage coming out of me. That's Dominic.
We love Dominic around here.
And what's your male name?
My male name is Andrew. When I was in the womb, my mom went to multiple ultrasounds, and I never revealed my gender. So she had no idea up until when I was born. So my wall, when I was born, had stickers that said, "Welcome, baby." That my sister put up. It was like little like Disney character stickers and said, "Welcome, baby." So
which is so loving. Welcome, whoever you are.
Right. Hi. And they had to paint my room yellow, like a gender neutral color, because they didn't know.
My baby's room. My room was yellow.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. My room was yellow and then I made it pink. My sister's was like a seafoam green and then she made hers purple.
Are you kidding me?
What?
I don't know if Michelle ever had purple in her room, but her room growing up was like...
It was like a pale pastel green for me.
It was like light blue, almost like greenish, bluish,
mm-hmm.
her room, because blue is her favorite color.
Mm.
Mine, my room was yellow as a baby, and then I painted it pink.
I was the pink sister. My mm-hmm. sister was the purple sister.
When I grew up, though, like when I turned... 17, I think, mm-hmm. I painted my room like a really, really light gray.
Mine was teal.
I was in my
Tiffany
minimalist.
Blue. Tiffany, like the jewelry.
Oh my God.
My mom was obsessed with Tiffany, and mm-hmm. my room was white and teal as the Tiffany colors. And that's why I'm so bad and bougie now.
You are bad and bougie.
I try.
And I love it.
I have no right being bad and bougie with the current income I make, but I'm still bad and bougie.
In this economy,
I'm still bad and bougie.
You're still valid.
And what is that last attachment style?
The last attachment style.
Totally just sidetracked on.
It's called disorganized. unable to self-regulate, find intimacy and trust difficult, tendency to dissociate, lack of empathy, wants closeness but fearful of others.
Real.
Yeah. So, I feel like, reading these off, I feel like I see traits of myself in each one of these, but I feel like your attachment style, like your dominant attachment style, is what you relate to more.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely had an anxious attachment style.
Yes.
100%.
I was 100% avoidant.
Yes.
People would get close and I would... flee the scene.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be gone.
You said
I would self-sabotage on purpose.
A connection? Gotta go.
Yikes. For example, the man that I dated, he never got skin deep because I was avoidant attachment. I never let him get deep.
Exactly. That's what, yeah, you were saying that in another podcast episode. Mm-hmm. Like you still had your walls up. the entire time.
Yes.
So that's why the heartbreak didn't feel as bad. That's why you bounced back so quickly.
The whole time I had been avoidant, mentally preparing for the worst.
Yeah.
And now I've recently entered my lover girl era, so I'm trying to be like more like
open and
yay, love. Oh my gosh. I'll be okay. It's like I'll be fine. And then there's sometimes I feel it where I'm like, and I'm like, no. Breathe. My arm is breaking.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
But it's nice that you recognize that in yourself because it's a really good trait to have, like you recognizing those things and bringing yourself back to a neutral state to
same
be like.
To you, by the way, you do the same thing.
I do.
Because you feel it and you go, whoa,
hold on, calm down. We're getting anxious. Why are we getting anxious? Is there any actual fact or am I just overthinking things? Mm-hmm. I am the queen of overthinking.
You are thought daughter.
I am thought daughter.
In the...
Derogatory.
Real. Bad. I think you're derogatory. You're thought daughter in the overthinking thought daughter. I'm like the...
Overthought daughter.
Yeah.
Is I what I am.
You are overthought?
I'm overthinking.
I feel like you are overthinking thought daughter, overthought daughter, and I'm like deep thought daughter.
Yes.
Yes.
Deep thought daughter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
Unity.
Yeah.
But yeah. What else did you want to say about attachment styles? I think it's important to know what yours is before getting into relationships.
Exactly. I think it's good to look at those and be like, okay, I recognize these sort of traits in myself. And I feel like once you know your attachment style, you can look that up and see how that specific attachment style deals with other people, like in their romantic relationships. And it doesn't even have to be romantic relationships, but that's just what I kind of relate it to. Like, I have deep, fulfilling friendships. Like, I'm never... I never overthink when I'm with you. Like, I'm always certain of your intentions, of what you mean. Like, I never think that you mean anything bad towards me. But when it's like a romantic partner, you're like, I don't know this person. Like, I don't know if they like me. And then if you have past experiences where you've been burned and you've been lied to, it's like it weakens your confidence.
Mm-hmm. As you were saying.
I think I'm complete with my statement.
Okay.
What do you have to say?
I think I'm complete with your statement.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're just complete in that thought.
Yeah.
Are we moving on to a different topic? What should we speak about?
Oh, I have a whole notes app.
Oh, amazing. All right. What's the next topic?
So the next topic is this was just a shower thought. Is it gossiping if it's true, or is it practicing good journalism?
Good journalism.
Because
I think it's gossiping if you have like malicious intent.
Yeah. Now, if I'm just like, did you hear the news?
Right. Then that's just journalism.
Yeah. I'm just Paul Revere-ing the British are coming.
Because when I think about gossip, I think about those like high school teen movies where it's like everybody's whispering about you and like it's the person walking down the hallway and
like
you see the
butts,
people
and they're all
like ha 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 ha, and it's like that's gossip. That's like when you hurt somebody.
Yeah.
We talk about people, but we don't hurt them.
No.
Like we don't do that.
No. I just go, hey, this happened by the way while you were gone.
And you go, oh, okay.
Now.
And that's it.
Here's one that is good for Dominic and Andrew.
Okay.
Do you think your name fits you?
No.
No? What do you think your name should be?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have never truly felt like my name should be Samantha. Like, it's a weird feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the name Samantha for me. I don't go by Samantha. I feel like it's too, like, prim and proper and, like...
My name is Samantha.
Like, weird.
Hello, nice... Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, microphone.
Knocking the microphone.
Hello, nice to meet you.
And like, oh, sorry, I left you hanging.
It's fine. I'll just cry about it later.
Okay. Sorry. I'll wipe your tears. I don't feel like I'm a Samantha at all. Like, I don't know what a Samantha should look like, but it doesn't look like me. So I try to go by Sam. I don't think that Sam fits me either.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of Sam, I think of Sam from Totally Spies. And I always loved that she had my name, but I was like, she's a Sam, I'm not a Sam. She was the redhead girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I loved her.
What's
or I
what's
think
your middle name
Marie.
That doesn't fit
you. I don't think I look like a Marie either. I also liked Sam from Danny Phantom.
Yes.
She was the friend.
She's
she was like the goth friend. And I went, Sam, she's probably a Scorpio. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. She's goth. She's a Scorpio. I am Sam and a Scorpio. And in my soul, I feel like I'm somewhat of a like an emo kid. I have the music taste for it, but like I don't emanate that energy at all. Mm-hmm. I don't know what my name should be.
Should you go by Andy?
Andy?
Andrew?
Oh, Andy? My God. Andy? Excuse me, it's Andy? Yeah. No, I don't know. Andy? Mm-hmm. Do I look like an Andy? Now you have me thinking.
Do you want to go by Andy?
Andy.
Andy.
That's crazy.
Well, you can do it with like an I.
That, no, well, that reminds me of Aldi. Like, I love Aldi though. Could you imagine I named myself after Aldi?
And?
And?
Andrew? And, no, I'm sorry. Angie?
Oh, no, I can't do anything like that. Somebody ruined that name for me.
Oh, I like the name Angie.
Angie?
Like Angelina.
Angelina.
Angelina. Whatever.
Accent. But Andy, interesting. But when you put Andy with an I, there was a Disney Channel show that happened after I was done watching Disney Channel called Andy Mack. And then I never watched the show, but all I see is like the girl, the main person that was Andy Mack. And I go, no. And also, but also that would be really cool to be Andy Mack, like TJ Mack.
Okay.
I love TJ Mack.
Yeah.
Look him up on TikTok too.
Mm-hmm. I think you talked about him last time.
Did I? I know I talked about Marty Miller.
I think we just talked about like the top people we like on TikTok.
You talked about your top people, like
Paloma Fala and I Diamond. Going on a date.
Fala and I going on a date.
Yeah.
I love TJ Mack. But Andy, that's interesting. I'm going to be thinking about that.
About the name Andy?
Yeah, maybe I'm an Andy.
Maybe.
That would be really weird, though.
Sandy. Oh. Sam.
Sandy
and
from
Andy.
Greece.
Yeah. That shape of you, you know. I think I'm an Isabella.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You fit the name.
Absolutely. Now, does it annoy me that all the time people come up to me when I'm just standing there, they go, Isabella.
Mm-mm.
Or they sing, Isabella. Yeah, that annoys me sometimes.
If you ever meet Lin-Manuel Miranda, will you tell him that you ruined...
Yeah, I'll be like,
that
hi,
he ruined your
hi,
life?
Here, pretend you're him.
Okay.
Hi, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
You what's ruined- up? What's up, what's up? I'm not throwing away my shot to meet you.
Hi, nice
I'm here. Not throwing away my shot to meet you. I want to hear what you say.
Well, it's an honor, and also...
Wow.
You ruined my... Also, he's standing there in that photo, and he's like... You know the one with his
with
hands
the in his Disney
pockets,
knees?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, nice to meet you, Lin-Miranda Manuel. You ruined my life. I hope you know that.
Okay.
They'll be like, you have 30 seconds to say something. Mm-hmm. What's the meet and greet? Hi, you wrote that song about Isabella. You ruined my life. Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I was almost Elizabeth. Because my parents were... debating Isabella or Elizabeth because they're both the same name from different areas.
Yeah.
Thank God I wasn't an Elizabeth.
Yeah.
No offense to anybody out there named Elizabeth. I just don't give Elizabeth.
No, you give Isabella.
I give Isabella.
It's also more Italian.
But when I was little, I really wanted my name to be River.
Ooh.
I've always liked the name River.
I feel like your soul matches that. Like,
right?
Yeah.
And I had a Sonic OC.
Uh-huh.
Who I named River. She was a blue fox. My sister has been doing fan art for us, and she was going to post it, but she never did.
Yeah, so, I was going to say, I never saw it.
Yeah, I'm going to tell her to finish it, because she went like on a trip to Japan, so she's busy.
Ugh, like traveling, doing things? It's so annoying.
No, I had a blue fox named River. And I truly believe, and it's funny, because when I was little, I had this OC, and she was so cool, and I wanted to be her. And I looked at photos of her and I went, oh my God, I became River. I manifested becoming River the Fox.
That's so funny.
Because she had long, wavy hair.
Uh-huh.
And she was so chill and like surfer girl. That was River.
That's your vibe.
And that's what I became. Mm-hmm. I think as a kid, I was like, I want to be this so badly. So
you became it.
Became River. So if I could like go back in time and rename myself, I'd probably still pick Isabella. But I think I'd make my middle name River.
Isabella River.
Yeah. So actually, I have a D&D character.
Okay.
She is a half elf, but mm-hmm. she's half elf, but like half sea elf.
Oh, okay.
Her mom was a human pirate who fell in love with a sea elf, and they created a halfling. Anyway, her name is Fiume Del Mar, which means River of the Sea.
River.
Because I just keep finding that name. But it's like, I can never name my kid River, because that's just, I'm creating a problem child.
Yeah.
It's like, so one of my favorite baby names is Maverick. Mm-hmm. But I recognize if I name my child Maverick, I'm going to have to live with whatever decision-making skills a Maverick can make.
Yeah.
Because I want to name my kid after Cody Maverick. That's not a joke.
I don't know who Cody Maverick
is. He's from Surf's Up. He's the penguin from Surf's Up.
Oh, my God.
I know mom's judgmental because she cares partially. I fucking love that movie. And I got the name Cody Maverick. I got the name Maverick from Cody Maverick. And I was like, Maverick's such a sick name.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always wanted to name my child Maverick.
How do you feel now that Maverick is, like, popularized now?
Every child I've met named Maverick acts exactly how you'd expect a kid named Maverick to act.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, maybe it's a middle name. First name, Maverick, last name.
Maybe.
Because I always like the name. Now this might be crazy. Maverick Wolfgang, last name.
Oh, that's sick, though.
Right? Hi, my name's Maverick Wolfgang, insert last name right here.
Hey. Nice.
That's a kid with a firm handshake.
Yeah.
He, party in the front, business in the back.
Mm-hmm.
He switched it.
I love it.
He's got a mohawk, but like a nice cut in the back.
Yeah.
Why does our AC always kick on the last few minutes of our pod?
I don't know.
Mainly for boys, I've only ever thought of names. Maverick Wolfgang.
Mm-hmm.
Or Morgan.
Morgan?
For a boy.
Now, is that something you would actually use? Like, are you giving your actual baby name?
Yes, Maverick or Morgan. Okay. If I had two sons, it'd be Maverick and Morgan.
Okay. M's.
M's. Because I just like, because if you're yelling at both, listen. If they're my children, they're going to be problems.
Mm-hmm.
Respect. Sorry if you're watching this. Many years in the future. Many.
Many.
Many years. And Maverick and Morgan, they're going to be problems.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to... You have to think about yelling the name of your child.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't yell it...
No.
It's not going to work. Like, for example, my name is Isabella Jolie. That is a great name to yell.
Mm-hmm.
Isabella Jolie, get over here right now.
A.
It Samantha instills... Marie, get over here right now. It's you need to think about the yellability. You need to have
yellability
of a name.
Yeah.
You can't be like Oliver
Twist.
Yeah. Give me like two hard names. Like Wesley Miles. That name doesn't have any yellability. I'm not scared of hearing that name.
Mm-hmm.
Maverick Wolfgang, you get over here right now.
You have the mom voice too.
I really do.
You it's have it skill. Down.
Yeah, or like, Wesley Morgan, get over here right now.
That sounds like a bank, like J.P. Morgan.
I know, as I said that, I was like, that sounds like... I also like the name Wesley. So my top three boy names are mm-hmm. Maverick, Morgan, and Wesley.
Okay, so you went M-M-W.
W, yeah, I don't know. I just like the... like, and then I actually have a notes app of my baby name. What are your baby names?
Listen,
I know you don't want children.
Don't think I ever like actually seriously thought about baby names because growing up, like, I never even thought for myself that me getting married would be a thing.
Also, if you guys steal my baby names, I will find you and I will kill you. Like,
exactly.
In Sex and
don't
City,
do it.
She stole my baby name,
yeah,
you bitch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So, here's my girl names. I've always liked Dahlia, Sophia, and Vanessa.
Okay.
Very basic.
Mm-hmm.
But here's on my list of... Oh, Oliver Wolfgang, Maverick Marcellus.
Hmm.
Those are... Or honestly, I would do Morgan Wolfgang, Maverick Marcellus. Mainly because Marcellus, Marcel...
is Michelle, with shoes on.
Yes, Marcel the Shell. No, Marcel is a song from one of my favorite bands.
Hmm.
So that's me paying tribute. Or... I would name my daughter Dorothy off of the same band. One mm-hmm. of their songs is called Dorothy. Let me just add that in here, actually. Dorothy.
Now, speaking of the name Dorothy,
mm-hmm.
people say Dorothy, but also it's Dorothy? Like Dorothy.
That sounds like Darcy, almost.
Because, like, how would you spell... You wouldn't spell it D-O-R-T-H-Y, Dorothy.
Dorothy.
Dorothy. Right?
Dorothy? There's no A in it.
Daro, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y.
Dorothy.
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 Dorothy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the reason that I have this thought is because when I was in seventh grade, I was in The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Oh. Well, and I played Dorothy, but the show director was so on it. Like, it has to be Dorothy. Like, and that's also how they spoke.
I like Dorothy over Dorothy. Dorothy.
Dorothy.
Dorothy.
Dorothy.
Dorothy.
Annie M. You know what I mean? But that just, it brought awareness to my mind. Because if I see somebody named with that name, like, I'm going to say, Dorothy. Dorothy, where are you? But Dorothy.
You know Dorothy, I mean? Sophia, get here right now.
Dorothy. It sounds Dorothy. Like Darth Vader.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm going to make my daughter dress up as Darth Vader and call her Dorothy Vader.
I love that, actually.
Thank you.
Darth Maul.
Yeah, so I have many opinions on my baby names, but like if I maybe in the next life I'll ask the spirits to make me name River.
Okay.
Because I just feel like I truly give off that vibe.
You really do.
Yeah.
You give cool girl River.
Thank you.
Were you like a Doctor Who watcher?
No, but Rose Tyler and the Doctor forever.
Yes.
Because all of my opinions are going to be the correct ones.
I love Rose Tyler.
I think that cooked, and I love that she haunts the narrative to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Get you a bitch that haunts the narrative. You haunt the narrative of every man you've ever interacted with.
Yeah, honestly, that's so true. I hope I haunt the narrative.
You'll never get away from the sound of the woman. That's you. Stevie Nicks wrote that about that, but also she had a feeling that you were going to exist in this world.
Exactly. Thank you, Stevie Nicks. Because she's a witch,
confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Stevie.
Ooh.
I saw your concert. You were really good.
I didn't see your concert, but I know you were really good.
My mom's also a really big fan.
Okay. My mom, I don't know if she is, but she probably is.
My mom taught me all the lore.
My mom doesn't know the lore, and neither do I, but okay.
If you're watching this from your mansion, I hope you're having a great time, and I hope the weather is beautiful, and maybe you'll have a fun little trollop through a forest later.
Yeah.
Whatever you get up to, I hope you have fun.
But what were you saying? Frolicking. What were we saying? We were talking about Dorothy. Can you remind me? Because memory of a goldfish.
River, and we were talking about men haunt. You haunt the narrative. The Doctor.
The Doctor. Oh, River Song is a character in Doctor Who.
Are they cool?
She's so cool.
So that's me.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's cool. At first, I was like, oh, she's annoying. But then you know her lore, and like, yeah.
She's justified.
She's justified in what she does.
We all.
Crazy life she had. Or has. Or is going to have.
Depending on what time it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But.
I will say I love watching Doctor Who TikTok edits.
Mm.
Those are so great.
I actually was talking about Doctor Who today. I love David Tennant. He's my doctor.
I liked the one before him.
Nine, Christopher Eccleston.
Yes, because I think he had the most like scrappy energy to him. And him and Rose, I think, had the most chemistry.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first time that she saw the Doctor. Like, she was like, oh my God, I love this guy.
Now, I will say, when he finds her as the 10, he's like, you're going to have a great year. Rips my heart out, actually. But do they live in a parallel universe, him and her?
Are you wanting me to spoil it?
Yeah.
So,
Spoilers for Doctor Who if you haven't watched it.
I haven't watched Doctor Who in a long time, but basically what kind of happened was, like, somehow the Doctor kind of, like, split in two, and, like he created a copy of himself, but the copy of himself is immortal. He is not immortal. So somehow he, like, sent the copy of himself that is immortal to Rose in the parallel universe and was like...
That she got trapped in. Is she immortal in that universe?
No.
Oh.
She is immortal, not immortal.
Oh.
She's wait, like so regular... Doctor, like,
Who is amortal in that?
In the split one, yeah.
So he'll age and die.
So he sent that one over to Rose because he's like, we can be together. We can grow old together.
Real. Because then why did he run into her again and he was like, can you tell her I love you? And someone said, she knows. Is it because she's in the parallel universe with him? Or is that before the parallel universe?
You know what? I don't know. I have to catch up on my Doctor Who lore. I watched it so long ago. I was like 14.
Well, because I know people are like, they got a happy ending. I said, did they? It's good to know that they did.
Yeah, they did.
Because is the parallel universe just the same universe, but like...
I mean, things are different. The reason she went, I don't know if it's the exact reason she went, but one of the reasons she went was because her dad was alive in the universe. And she was like, I want to know my dad. And then she was like, I want to reunite my parents. So, like, the parents lived happily. Like, she brought her mom and was like, come live in this parallel universe with me. You can grow old with dad. And then the doctor was like, you can grow old with me, too.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that was really good. Should we wrap it up?
I think we should wrap it up.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We appreciate you so much.
And if he doesn't want to live in a parallel universe with you, he's not the one.
He's not the one. And never settle, ladies. Or never. Men. Or people.
Never really anybody. Never settle.
Never settle.
Also, in the comments down below, do you think I give off River? Please, and if the answer is no, then don't say anything.
Exactly. Keep that to yourself. That's embarrassing. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening.
And watching episode 7.
Yeah.
We'll see you on episode 8.
Bye. Bye.